The Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to this Friday's episode of your Wealth Class on Radio. I am Abayomi Obabolujo. I want to believe sincerely that Ruth Ebikunle has been equal to the task so far. So good. Anyway, we need to understand the fact that it is the same content, the same vision, the same platform. It is only the voice and probably style of presentation. And it cannot be me and me and me every time. Right? So sometimes you will get to hear me, and more often you will get to hear Ruth. But at any point in time, you can be sure that the quality of the content will remain ever the same. This morning, I'm going to be opening the discussion on the right issue that is currently in the market now, talking about the right issue of C&I Leasing PLC. Particularly from next week, we'll be telling you what C&I Leasing is all about. We'll be telling you the history of performances of this organization, and we'll also be telling you why it is necessary for you to partake of the current primary market activity of this organization. But for now, particularly seeing the market been down consistently Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? Aruna Kibera is here with me. Before you begin to panic, you should know what the forces are behind the declining prices that we are seeing and what the possibilities are. The Oracle sees no evil. The Oracle speaks no evil. The market might be down 3, 4, 5 days. It will bounce back again. That much I know. Hinging my assertions on close to 30 years of experience in the market. Aruna, good morning to you. What will be your first comment, your first message, so to speak, to those that are saying the market has been down Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Good morning. This is not the first time we have seen the market down, and especially the decline of the market this week is just minimal. Like yesterday, it was 4 basis points. The day before yesterday, it was 2 basis points. I just showed that at least the market is slowing down. It's showing that, if not that, we are approaching the Yuletide season. I think the market is showing sign of recovery.
All right, if that is the case, as we speak now, what are the factors that you really could pinpoint as being responsible for this?
I think in the other day we saw a surge in the market, and we had the belief that the money from OMO will enter into the market. I think that is everybody's thought. But I think why we have not seen the effect of that money in the market as opposed to see it, because we know we are Nigerians, we are doubted Thomases. A number of people are still on the sideline. They are thinking that this thing that CBN is doing might not be sustainable. They are thinking how long are they going to stop the sale of OMO to individual. And I have the belief that in a little while, maybe by beginning of January, while announcements are made for the year, that policy will be changed. So they are keeping their money instead of exposing it to the equities. They are holding it and thinking of going back to buying and selling of OMO.
All right, we are coming back to that and probably what investors should be doing at this point in time. But let me quickly add this. Having been in the market now for more than 25 years consistently, I can tell you that a good stock will remain a good stock, whether the market is bad or good. You see, it is not just price that we tell you a company that is good. We have a lot to talk about. But Aruna, let's quickly talk about C&I Leasing. Are you aware that their right issue is currently out?
Yes, I'm very much aware that they are offering to the market 539 million units of their right at 6 Naira, 443. And the qualification date is 4th of September. That means, even as we speak now, every shareholder is qualified. And the right open on the 11th of November and is closing on the 27th of December, which means that it's still much available.
Now, we talk about this right issue. The quantity of shares they are issuing is so small, 536 million. In the heydays of the market, it might not be more than what one institution or one big-time investor could take over. Don't you think that that is one of the attractions of this offer?
I believe so. I think, one, they will not like to buy more than the country. You know, the more bloated the outstanding is, the more it will affect their earning per share at the end of the day. I think they are just trying to manage it so that at the end of the day, they will go back to status quo where they were. I think that is why they are offering only 513. And that depends on how much do they want. How much do they want to raise? I think 6 Naira times 539 million may be equivalent to exactly what they want to raise from the market.
Let me quickly say this, that even if you are not an existing shareholder of the company, you can still get to buy the rights, probably from those who might not want to take up their rights for one reason or the other. Haruna, what often is the process to get that done?
What you do, when a right issue is ongoing like this, that those that have the right, that don't want to take it, what they do is to fill the renunciation part of the right document. Then it will be verified and they will take it to the market. It will be traded the way all other stocks are traded. So if you want to buy, just approach your stockbroker, tell him that you want to participate in say analysis, right? They buy it for you on the floor of the Nigeria Stock Exchange.
Now, let me tell you, if you are listening to me this morning, that one of the attractions of companies that you see that will come to the market to just float small quantity of shares not in billion, is that their outstanding number of shares will always remain small. And one of the advantages of low outstanding number of shares is the fact that to a large extent, they will be able to retain a high level price. That is what differentiates the price between Nigerian Breweries and Guinness. Nigerian Breweries has overbloated outstanding number of shares, Guinness has little. That is the difference between Nestle and Cadbury. Cadbury over the years increased their outstanding number of shares and Nestle was retaining theirs. Today, the prices cannot be compared. So we are talking about not just the now, but the future. So in case you are not an existing shareholder of say an iLeasing, you should consider this not just for today, but for tomorrow. And the best way to do, of course, we'll still be telling you the numbers to call from Monday by the grace of God. And then Thursday, we will be speaking with the managing director of the company that is getting to hear this from the horse's mouth. Wow, you need to get connected to this platform on Thursday. Compulsorily, you will be hearing from Mr. Andrew, the managing director of the company. All right, but for now, I don't know. The company did share reconstruction the other time. Don't you think that those who will be buying this right issue now will be at an advantage because they are buying fresh? Not that their quantity of shares increased and then later decreased and later increased and things like that. They are buying fresh, don't you think so?
I think to a very large extent, yes, but they have been designed to rank pari passu because the reconstruction that was done, I think it was 1-for-2, is what you are buying. If you are buying one stock, it means that you have given up one stock. I think it's just the way that it's supposed to be done. I think it's right. I'm not thinking that people that buying fresh are having any advantage over the existing shareholders.
Let me tell you how that is. He's only talking as a professional market operator. All right. I'm talking from the end of an investor. All right. Now, for those who were there before, all right, they also will have the opportunity of buying at 6 Naira. But the truth is that the shares were reconstructed and then you are now buying cheaper than the reconstruction price. So you that is buying fresh, That is not to say those that were there are at any disadvantage because they have opportunity to also buy. You also that is coming in, you have better opportunity because you are coming in fresh, with fresh funds, right? So we will still have a lot of a lot to talk about in the next 2 or 3 weeks before the right issue eventually is concluded. Aruna, now the way the market is, meanwhile, for the right issue of C&I leasing, please get in contact with your stockbrokers. But subsequently, we'll give you the other direct numbers you can call. Now, back to the market. Before we round off, Aruna, this week, today, are you expecting the market to still come down today, or you expect it to inch up a little bit?
Even if the market is going to come down, for Friday effect, it will still be the neighborhood of 4%, 0.4%, 0.5%, if I thought that the market will come down.
But generally for the month of December, are you expecting the market to do in this year's December than it did last year, December?
I'm not thinking so because it's like the one, you know, indices are weak, and two, the market has been sliding. And in this period, people think more of the yuletide period than investment, because the money that flow in December actually are not flowing into investment. They are flowing into, I won't use the word frivolity, because though it to an extent is frivolity, because people don't buy even what they don't want to buy, what they wouldn't have buy in the first time. So I will call it frivolity. Number of people think about celebration in this period than investment. So I don't think we might see the market itching up soon in this month, probably January 2020.
To me, this will offer great opportunity, great buy opportunity for some of us that had bought before, some that are still thinking of buying. And I want to strongly suggest that the plans should include some of those that will be expecting bonuses from the organization to look strategically into some of these stocks that we expect the price to still come down a little bit and take position, like FBNH.
Yes, I believe that if you are, for those that won't take position by December, just like we have said, for those that are already in position, who are taking position at a much higher price, this is the opportunity to average down. For you that you have not taken any position, this is a very good chance to take position, because I believe after December, when mines come back to the market by January, we may not see the market in this state.
Okay, our time is fast spent. We've got to go, Aruna. Your last statements on your number.
I've always believed in the market, and I know that whatever goes down must come up. So this market that we are seeing, by the time it is up, a number of people will be chasing off the position order from the back. My number is 0802-300-9379, 0802-300-9379.
This is how we round off on this platform for this week. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. And don't forget, I've spoken about C&I leasing. Okay? Get in touch with your stockbroker and then get to know how to get your right. If you are not an existing shareholder, get to know also how to become a partaker of it. It won't take anything away from you investing a little bit of your bonus on this right issue, a great opportunity. You are buying at a discount. This is how I finally round off. I remain yours sincerely, Apayomi Opabolujo. Enjoy your weekend.